Logan business owners worry a ban on plastic bags will push their customers to purchase goods in the nearby communities of Providence and North Logan.
My take is that it will actually attract customers to them.
That's Logan City Council member Herm Olson, who says the ban could appeal to certain consumers.
People who feel a sensitivity to the environment and who do not want to support businesses which are part of a pollution problem.
Olson says the Logan City plastic bag ban is only one idea for helping reduce waste and encourage reuse.
I planned an ordinance which would simply ban single-use plastic bags. That would only apply to Logan. Why don't we get the entire county invested, not through a ban? If merchants choose to distribute single-use plastic bags, let them pay a surcharge for the right to pollute, and they would pay an additional amount, so it would be added to their garbage fee, depending upon the volume of garbage they generate, and they would then be required to charge customers for those single-use plastic bags. Each merchant would make its own decision about whether to pay those extra fees or eliminate them.
A Cache County program could be fee-based, says Olson, and will require action by the Cache County Council. In the meantime,
my recommendation will be that we pass the ban, defer its implementation until late summer, perhaps, which will then give the county a time to review the other proposal about the surcharge for the garbage fee, and if the county agrees, then we would rescind the ban for Logan only.
The Logan City Council is scheduled to discuss the plastic bag ban proposal during Tuesday's meeting at 5:30 in the City Council chambers. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Leslie Ferrero.